Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 13. I want to read the first 9 verses. I gave you an introduction last week to the Antichrist. And I want to kind of in a nutshell give a review of the Antichrist, and then we'll look at the next 9 verses. But let me read the first 9 verses. I think that'd be all we'll be able to have time for this morning. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 horns or heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. This is speaking of the Antichrist. And they worshiped the dragon, who we know is Satan, which gave power unto the beast, which is the Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him?" And there was given unto him, speaking of the beast, the Antichrist, a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Now, verse number 9, I just want to mention this terminology, this phrase, if any man have an ear, let him hear, it's used 8 times in Scripture, and it's all in the book of Revelation. It's used 8 times. 7 times it's given to each of the 7 churches of Asia. We looked at that months ago. I don't know how long we started the book of Revelation months back. But we looked at each individual church. And as Jesus would close what he would say to the churches, 7 churches, he would say, "To the Spirit saith unto the churches, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Says that 7 times to those 7 churches. And then we see the 8th time, verse number 9, it's amazing. He doesn't mention the church. Again, I want to mention this and we'll move on. I believe that we are gone as believers during the tribulation period. We will not be here. There's a lot of people who believe that we as believers are going to go through at least part, half, or at least through the 7th trumpet of the tribulation period, and then we'll be called away at the 7th trumpet, and others believe we'll go all through. But anyway, the Bible to me is so clear, it's so plain, it's indisputable that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. I believe that. And if you don't believe that, you've been wrong before, okay? I mentioned this last week, and somebody asked me about this this week, and I really mean it. I talked to somebody, I won't mention his name because y'all would know him, about this, and he believed that he was going to go through the tribulation period and he was going to see the mark of the beast and all this. And I mentioned this last week, and I told him, I said, if I really believed what you believe, if I believe that, I tell you what I would do, brother. I said, I would set aside a room in my house that I would stock water, bottled water. I'd stock Vienna sausage and crackers. Boy, I like that anyway. And beanie weenies. I just have a room full of just something, just that, because if you really believe that, because you won't be able to buy or sell. Anyway, he didn't have much to say about that. I believe that Jesus Christ could come in any moment, don't you? I said all that, say this, in verse number 9 of chapter number 13, notice he didn't say the churches. He said, if any man hath an ear, let him hear. And the word any man means anyone that's here alive. You listen up. You better listen up. It's kind of like I mentioned this when we were in the study, early book of the Revelation. Every time it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. When I was a kid, and that was a long time ago, CB radios were a big thing. Y'all remember CB radios? And I was called the Westwood Kid. That was my handle. Daddy was John the Baptist. I think, Peepaw, were you the possum? Ray was the possum. And I don't know what y'all were called. Do y'all remember that? Yep. Kelly, did you have a CB handle? What were you? Who? Shaky? Anyway, I'd get on there. I would say, break 19, warrior, how about you, Shaky? You got your ears on? Y'all remember that? And say, oh, listen, it literally said, are you listening? That's what this means. He that hath, are you listening what God's telling you? If any man hath an ear, you better listen what is being said. Well, in verse number 1, again, we introduced the Antichrist last week in the introduction. I want to quickly look at it. I think I'd use 5-10 minutes. Just a brief reintroduction, a review about the Antichrist. I think it's very important. I don't know who he is. Now, there are some people who believe they think they know, actually know who he is. I would never go that far to name so-and-so as the Antichrist. I know there are some who are an Antichrist, but not the Antichrist. All through past history, great theologians all thought of the popes as the Antichrist. You know, Hitler was the Antichrist because of what he did to the Jewish people. Stalin was the anti, everybody, all Nero, all through history, people would name, well, this has to be the Antichrist. Well, the Bible does not name him, so I'm not going to name him, but the Bible does list some characteristics about the Antichrist. And I mentioned 7 or 8 names last week that are given to this individual. He's called the little horn in Daniel chapter 7, the willful king, the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the beast, that profane wicked prince, the idol shepherd, and he's called the Antichrist. All different names are given to this one and the same person all through in the Old Testament and New Testament. So even though I don't know who he is, we can kind of get a picture of a description of who the Antichrist is. And I mentioned last week quickly, I believe the Antichrist is a Jew. He will be a Jew. Again, I gave you scriptures last week concerning that, Ezekiel 21:25. I still have it marked. I came to church this morning. If you see my Bible, it's got paper clips all in them. That's how I'm not a computer fella. If I was one of these new fedangled preachers, and I can't even say fedangled right, I would get on a computer. I don't know how to do a computer. And I would type out my list of verses, and I know a lot of preachers can do that, but I can't operate a computer. I don't want to know how to operate a computer. This is my computer right here. You know, you can't read my writing. So what I do when I go to scripture, I put paper clips. So I don't have to start flipping through. And just a word of advice for you young preachers, if you can't do computers, don't flip through your Bible looking for passages of scripture. You can flip right to them. Ezekiel 21, verse number 25, it speaks of, and thou profane wicked prince of Israel. The wicked prince of Israel speaks volumes. The Antichrist, he will be Jewish. Another thing, in Genesis 49, remember when Jacob was blessing his boys and Dan came to him. Jacob said, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. And then he makes a statement. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heel so that his rider shall fall backwards. I believe the Antichrist not only will be a Jew, he will be from the tribe of Dan. I mentioned that there's so many notes here, but I have to move on. If you remember, I mentioned this last week, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned in the ceiling of the 144,000.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.